Chapter 16, Mishnah Vayez. The Mishnah continues with the theme which we began discussing in the previous Mishnah. That is what to do if a fire breaks down in one's home. The previous Mishnah dealt with removing of Sifrei Tanakh. This Mishnah deals with removing food from one's home. Chazal were lenient on removing food from one's home in the event of food of a fire breaking out into either a from a reshut yachid, from a private domain, into a courtyard, the chatzar, which is shared. They set aside the food already. However, there's a restriction. The chazal permitted a person to remove enough food for the Shabbos. They're concerned, of course, that perhaps they'd be excited over saving one's property, and therefore forget that it is Shabbos and come to extinguish the fire. Also, it is important to realize that these limitations only really applied to the home where the fire broke out. However, the houses which are adjacent to the fire, the owner of these homes are concerned that the fire might spread to each of their homes. The owners of these homes are adjacent to the fire, in fact, they save whatever food they would like and bring it out to this chatzer that the Erev has been prepared. The reason being that we are not worried that they will come to extinguish the fire, since the fire is in their neighbor's home and not in their own home. With that, we are armed to begin reading and understanding our Mishnah. Mishnah begins with Siddur Mazon Shalosh Dos. Person may save enough for three meals, the amount of food that one would eat over the duration of the entire Shabbos. A person is obligated to eat three meals on Shabbos, and that is therefore the amount of food that a person may save. Harui la'adam la'adam. Whatever amount of food is needed for a person to eat can be saved for a person. Harui la'behema la'behema. The amount of food that is required for an animal to eat, a person may remove for that animal. Ketzad. Not for delay cup of Shabbos. Let's say, for example, the fire broke out in the evening. A person may remove enough food for three meals, for the Friday night meal, the Shabbos morning, and the Shabbos day meal. If, however, the dleika, the fire broke out the shachris in the morning, a person may remove enough food for two meals, the morning meal and the afternoon meal. The mincha, if, however, the fire broke out in the afternoon, one would only be permitted to remove mazon se'uda achas, food for the last meal, the meal of shalosh sudos. Rabbi Yossi amir la'olam matzilin mazon shalosh sudos. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, no, regardless of when the fire broke out, a person at any point in time over Shabbos can remove enough food for three meals, since, shall we say, Shabbos is the time to eat three meals. A person can remove that amount of food regardless of at what point in time it is on Shabbos. Halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi. Parak Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, 16th chapter, the third Mishnah. Atzilin sal malei kikaros. A person may remove a basket filled with bread. The Mishnah continues the theme we discussed in the previous Mishnah in terms of saving food from one's home on Shabbos. However, now we're dealing with a case where a person does not need to fill up a pitcher and take that pitcher or take that basket out to this mavoi, to the courtyard, to save his food, or to remove it by hand one item by one item. What happens if a person in his home has many, many, many items located in a basket or located in a jug, one which is more than sufficient for shalosh sudos? In such a case, it is permitted to remove it. Since it can be done in one shot, in one fellow swoop, a person would be permitted to take it out. And therefore, the Mishnah begins by saying that a person can take a basket filled with bread. It is not a problem. Even though there's enough bread in there to last 100 meals, it is permitted to remove such food from one's home into this courtyard on Shabbos. Igos of Vela, a person can also remove on Shabbos this cake of pressed figs in the shape of a circle. Or, for example, the Chavis Shel Yayin, or even one would also be permitted to remove on Shabbos a jug of wine. Again, even though the cake of pressed figs and the jug of wine is more than enough, more than needed for one Shabbos, it's enough for many, many Shabboses down the road nonetheless, since it has been taken in one fellow swoop, it can be removed from one's home on Shabbos should a fire break out. And a person may say to his friends, come, come, and save for yourself. For example, Gemara goes on to explain if a person would make a statement rendering all of his food ownerless, he's mafkir all of his food, other people could come and they can save it. And everyone would be able to save the amount of food that he requires for Shabbos, or that can be saved in one type of removal, even if it is more than enough for many meals. Since a person can acquire food that is ownerless, therefore everyone can be entitled to remove some food in this person's home on Shabbos, ensuring that a lot more food is in fact being saved. It is impossible that according to some opinions, other people are not restricted to this removal of three meals. In fact, we'd be allowed to go back and forth to remove even more food because they would not extinguish the fire since it is not their home. That limitation is only applicable to the homeowner, not to others. All right, the Mishnah continues. If these individuals, if his neighbors were clever, then they could, in fact, make some type of deal. Strike a deal with the owner and make some sort of reckoning with him after the Shabbos. What exactly is referring to? The Gemara goes on to explain. It talks about individuals who have, tremendous Yirat Shamayim, they're God-fearing, and they don't want to derive benefit from the property of other people. Since, after all, the homeowner didn't really declare everything ownerless, for the best intention, but rather in order to ensure that more of his items would be saved, and therefore they should really return everything to him. However, they spent a lot of time helping schlep all this food out to the courtyard. Remember, the Mishnah goes on to say that if they are pikhim, if they are well-versed, if they know the law, if they know the halacha, they would know that in fact they'd be permitted for them to take payment for their tircha, for all of their trouble, and all of their schlepping the food to the courtyard, and is not considered tzchar Shabbos, it is not considered making money on Shabbos. After all, they're not really being hired to do this, it wasn't their intent, they just happened to be the neighbor, they heard there was a fire, and they wanted to help out. Since they did not come intentionally to help work for this individual, for this homeowner, whose home is now being engulfed by flames, therefore, they didn't intend to do it initially, therefore it is permitted, and is not considered being hired, being working on Shabbos, and therefore it would be permitted for them to take a little bit of payment because of their time and effort that was needed to remove the food items from his home on Shabbos. To where may they take these food items for safety? Once again, to the courtyard, which has been provided with this eruv, and Besir Omer Af L'She'ina M'Revas, and Besir argues and says, no, to the courtyard where the eruv had not yet been provided. Once again, this alluding to something we spoke about a little bit earlier, that according to Chachamim, requires a courtyard only where an eruv has actually been prepared. However, according to Ben Becerra, a person can save the food even to a chatzah, even to a courtyard, the eruv has not yet been prepared. And the halacha follows Tana Kama, not Ben Becerra, once again, as we discussed a couple of Mishnayos